إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا ما بعد. We are welcoming all of you. Continue reading from Al-Mulakhas Al-Fiqhi, the summary of Islamic jurisprudence of our noble Shaykh Al-Allama, Al-Doktor Salih bin Fawzan Al-Fawzan, حَفِظَهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى وَمَتَّعَهُ بِالصَّحَّةِ وَالْعَافِيَةِ وَغَفَرَ لَهُ وَلِوَالِدَيْهِ وَلِلْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ أَمِينَ. We're still in a chapter of Bayanu Riba wa Hukmihi, chapter that about riba. We learned in previous classes what is riba, the ruling in Islam on riba that is haram. Riba is haram in Islam. And the Shaykh, he began to mention as we stopped in the last class, عند بيان ربا الفضل. We stopped at the point in which the Shaykh he mentioned ربا الفضل, the excess of usury. And before it we learned the meaning of ربا النسيئة. So قال الشيخ وربا الفضل مأخوذ من الفضل وهو عبارة عن الزيادة في أحد العوضين. Sheikh Saleh حفظه الله, he says that this type of riba, because there is, he says the riba نوعان, riba النسيئة وربا الفضل. This type of riba, which is refers to the selling of an item for another of the same type but in excess. So it refers to selling of an item for another of the same type, like gold for gold, date for date, okay, or barley for barley, but in excess. I mean, one of them is more, because remember the we're going to learn, alhamdulillah, actually, I just want to share that with you, is that when you sell certain types that are mentioned in a hadith that he's going to mention to you now, then they have to be equal in weight. They have to be equal in weight. قال وقد نص الشارع على تحريمه في ستة أشياء. This riba, al-fadl, نص الشارع على تحريمه في ستة أشياء. It is forbidden. This riba is forbidden in six things. الذهب والفضة والبر والشعير والتمر والملح. فإذا بيع أحد هذه الأشياء بجنسه, يعني الذهب بالذهب أو الفضة بالفضة أو التمر بالتمر إلى غير ذلك, حرم التفاضل بينهما قولا واحدا, يعني ما في خلاف, لحديث عبادة بن الصامت رضي الله عنه مرفوعا أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الذهب بالذهب والفضة بالفضة والبر بالبر والشعير بالشعير والتمر بالتمر والملح بالملح مثلا بمثل في الوزن وسواء بسواء يدا بيد, يعني التقابض في المجلس الواحد. روى الإمام أحمد والإمام مسلم أيضا. Said, with regard to this issue of riba al-fadl, the Prophet ﷺ dictates that this kind of transactions is prohibited in six items, namely gold, silver, wheat, barley, dates, and salt. That was the hadith. So if any of these items is sold in exchange for another of the same type, somebody want to sell dates for other dates, not here now, money is not involved, okay? Because now what is known to us in our times, if somebody wants to buy dates, he has money and go buy dates, right? If somebody have dates, he go and sell them in the market, right? Nah. But now, yes, there are people that will sell dates for other dates. You know, dates are so many kinds, right? It's a lot. Many kinds of dates. In one country, they have so many kinds of different dates. It's amazing. As related to how big or tall or sweetness, the firmness, softness, is amazing. The colors, shapes, different. Same thing when you come to wheat. It's not like one grain of wheat, right? There is wheat of Australia, come from Australia, different than the one that come from Brazil and Argentina. Then the one that come from the Midwest. Different than the one that grow up in North America, Africa, for example, and the like. Likewise, the salt. There is different salt. There is the sea salt. There is the Himalayan and stone salt. So there is different types, okay? Even the gold itself is different types of gold, okay? There is the gold that is already ready for sale. There is gold that is brute. There is the gold that is mixed with other things. There is the 24 carat gold, 21 carat gold, 18 carat gold, and the like, right? You know. So al-ayyin, so if any one of these items that I mentioned in the hadith, how many items mentioned in the hadith?
Six.
Six of them. What are they?
Gold,
silver,
barley,
wheat,
barley,
dates, salt. In this order in the hadith. Once again, al-dhahab, gold. Al-fidda, silver. Al-bur, wheat. Al-sha'ir, barley. Al-tamr, dates. Al-milh,
salt.
Al-sukkar, sugar. Al-cereal, yeah, she can sit, Captain Crunch. Yeah? That's what do for you, Mashallah. Anyway, so these are six, okay? No sugar and no cereals, all right? Hey, I just want to see if you're with me or you're just here. Hey. So he said, if any of these items is sold in exchange for another of the same type, then it is prohibited to take more than the other. In weight or measure. And this is due to hadith narrated by the Ubadah ibn Samit radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet said, gold is to be paid for gold, silver for silver, wheat for wheat, barley for barley, dates for dates, and salt for salt, like for like, and equal for equal, and payment is to be made hand to hand. They have to receive it in the same sitting. Not like these guys, oh, here's my dates. Where's yours? I'm going to go get them. No. Doesn't work like that. Oh, yeah, they're right there. I'm going to go get them. No. Have to be in the same sitting, okay? Right. As I mentioned to you before, there's a lot of terminology. There's a lot of things that maybe we're going to hear the first time. But just be patient, inshallah ta'ala. Once we're going to finish this chapter, I'm going to bring to you some of the fatawa of the ulama to make this matter very clear, okay? Alright? So now bear, inshallah, with me and be patient, inshallah. قال الشيخ فدل الحديث على تحريم بيع الذهب بالذهب بجميع أنواعه من مضروب وغيره وعن بيع الفضة بالفضة بجميع أنواعها إلا مثلا بمثل يدا بيد سواء بسواء. وكذلك دل الحديث على تحريم بيع البر بالبر والشعير بالشعير والتمر بالتمر بجميع أنواعها والملح بالملح إلا متساوية هذه الأصناف مثلا بمثل سواء بسواء يدا بيد. شيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه الله عليه السلام. So this hadith of عبادة بن الصامت that is collected by Imam Muslim and Imam Ahmed رحمه الله. He says, this hadith states the prohibition of paying gold for gold, all its types, coined or not, meaning the gold, silver for silver, wheat for wheat, barley for barley, or dates for dates, Unless like for like, equal for equal, and payment is made on the spot. And payment is made on the spot. Furthermore, so we mentioned that. Likewise, the salt and the dates. Okay? ويقاس على هذه الأشياء الستة ما شاركها في العلة فيحرم التفاضل في عند جمهور أهل العلم إلا أنهم اختلفوا في تحديد العلة والصحيح أن العلة في النقدين الثمنية فيقاس عليهما كل ما جعل أثمانا كالأوراق النقدية المستعملة في هذه الأزمنة فيحرم فيها التفاضل إذا بيع بعضها ببعض مع اتحاد الجنس أي من دولة واحدة بأن تكون صادرة من دولة واحدة نعم. So furthermore, the majority of scholars, they agree, all of them, on the prohibition of selling an item as a payment for another, unless both are equal in weight, not in value, in weight, okay? The same ruling applies to other things that share the same cause of judgment. That's why you'll find, for example, if wheat is mentioned, but anything that goes under the wheat, same category, takes the same ruling. All right. So he said the same ruling applies to other things that share the same cause of judgment. Yet scholars differ as regards setting such cause of judgment. In this respect, the soundest view, the Sheikh says, is that the common property in money, coins or banknotes, is its value. That is, other similar types. That is, other similar types are to be valued according to the value of money, such as those banknotes used today, like the money in our times. Hence, it is maintained prohibited to sell any of such items in excess for another of the same type, namely, being issued in the same country. So, they're not gonna sell the same money. For other, and you know, for less, you know, $20 for 40, for example. Okay? For whatever reason. People have reasons. We may not have reason now, but people come up with different reasons. They want to sell, no, they can't do that. Okay? It's different if the money from different countries, because the value is different. Okay? Like you take, for example, an American dollar to what?
Gambia.
To the Gambia what? What is it?
Gambia.
Dalasi? Mm-hmm. Okay. Dalasi. So is $1 American US equal $1 Gambian?
No.
Huh?
No.
How much?
Yeah, I don't know now, but it was like a 40, 42.
You see, it's different. That's okay. It's different, all right? So if they are different, it's another thing. Now. He says, as for the cause of judgment, قال والصحيح أن العلة نعم من دولة واحدة والصحيح أن العلة في بقية الأصناف الستة البر والشعير والتمر والملح هي الكيل أو الوزن مع كونها مطعومة فيتعدى الحكم إلى ما شاركها في تلك العلة مما يكال أو يوزن وهو مما يطعم فيحرم فيه ربا التفاضل. He says, as for the cause of judgments of the rest of the six items mentioned in the previous hadith, namely wheat, barley, dates, and salt, it is the measure or weight. Besides, such items are eatable. They are consumed and people, they eat them. Thus, the same ruling applies to whatever shares any of their property as regards weight or measure and eatability. And that is such type of transactions, riba al-fadl is viewed prohibited unless there is equality in measure or weight. So once again, when it comes to these types, six types mentioned in the hadith, or any other items that are not mentioned in the hadith, but they share the same, they're in the same category. Okay? They're in the same category. Then, which here they said the same cause of judgment, al-illah, Okay, that's why they are judged to be and ruled to be in this category, because they are in the same category and the like. Like dates of different types, for example, different kinds of salt and the like, different kinds of wheat and the like. Even barley, Sheikh Atiyah Salim Hawatari says, even barley, there is different types of barley. There is a barley that when it grows is soft, very soft. They give it to old people, he says, especially because it's easy on the stomach. Huh? And don't give them diarrhea and stuff. There is another type of barley which is very hard, okay, and strong. Usually they give it to animals, usually. They give it to animals, horses and donkeys and the like, okay? A human being can eat it, but it's kind of like strong on them. You know, they may result in complications or the like. Tayyib, just giving you an example. So, usually when someone wants to sell any of these items, I mentioned in the hadith, the six or the like of them that fit in the same category, they have to be, if they want to sell them one for one, not like somebody going to take gold and sell it for money, that's different. Or gold you want to sell it for silver, that's different. Now gold for gold, silver for silver, date for date, wheat for wheat, barley for barley, salt for salt. They have to be equal weights. Equal weights. And they have to be paid on the spot. Okay? Not to delay, tomorrow I bring you what I have. And then somebody may ask a question, right? Why would someone sell good gold for less value, gold in the same weight? It has to be 20 ounce, 20 ounce. Okay, someone has a 24 carat, like a 20 ounce of 24 carat gold, which is just the best. Now he wants to sell it for, somebody wants to buy that, but he has 18 carats gold, which is way less in value. Can this person, for example, who has 20 ounce of gold, 24 carats, when a person comes to him and says, here is the 18, say, here's my 20, he says, come on, 20, I got 24, I'll give it to you for 15. You're 20 for my 15. Because look, man, it's the value. Can he do that? Huh? No, he cannot, according to the hadith. Okay? So what should he do? Sheikh, reduce the size? He can't reduce no size. What do you mean reduce the size?
Quantity.
What quantity?
Of gold, the weight.
I don't understand. Maybe you didn't understand what I'm talking about. That's what he wants to do. He wants to reduce the size. That's what he did. That's why it's not permissible.
You say the woman,
because when a person who came with a 20 ounce, 18 carat gold, the one who has 24 carat gold, he's like, hey, you got 20? No, I can't put no much 20. I put only 15. Because I have 24 carat. You got only 18. So I'm not going to put 20 against your 20. Because my gold is better than yours. Mm-hmm. So 15 for 20 or 10 for 20, that's not permissible. But what this person can do? Now, Ahsant, Sheikh bin Baz, rahimahullah ta'ala, he gave the answer. He says, look, if somebody wants to do it that way, he can do it, meaning 20 for 20. 20 ounce of good gold for 20 ounce of less. There's no such thing 20 for 15 or 20 for 10. But if he don't want to do it that way, what he do? He go and sell his gold and use the money
to buy
the other gold. Here's a question. You with me? A woman, she has some gold. Old gold. She inherited from her grandmother or whatever. But this gold now is... it's old, nobody wear it, whatever the case. She want to update her jewelry. So she went to this man who sells gold. What do you call them?
Jewelers
and the like, okay? She went to him and she said, hey, would you please Can you value my gold? He said, yeah, absolutely. So he weighed it and valued it. He just gave her the value. He says, oh yeah, this is $7,000. Then she's like, oh, interesting. She says, okay, well, keep that money and give me the whatever is worth for $7,000 for new gold. You see? You understood?
Mm-hmm.
Is this is okay or not?
Yeah.
Yes, right?
Yeah.
Why? Okay. Is it okay? Why is it okay?
Because she sold it. And then she sold the money.
Did she use the money? Okay. Did she sell it for real?
Oh.
Did she sell it?
That's what I understood. Maybe I understood wrong.
Did she sell it?
Maybe I understood wrong.
The money did not transact. No.
She didn't get. She didn't receive
she
no
get
money.
Money and then do it.
Huh? Ahsant. Actually, what she's doing, she's just switching.
That's what she did.
She switched what?
The gold.
Her, what gold?
She gave the old
her gold for?
New gold.
For new gold. If what's missing in here now?
Weight.
Ahsan, the weight.
Actually, good sense.
You see? She's missing the weight. Because she don't even know. She just said, she didn't tell the man, hey, how much that weight? 15 ounces.
She just asked how much it's worth.
All right, can you give me 15 ounces of the new ones? If he said yes, it's okay. Mm. Now she just said, "Give me with the money, the new." So it could be more, it could be less in weight. That's why it's not permissible. So what this woman should do?
Sell it. $7,000.
Sell it.
And get the money.
Get the money.
And then buy.
And then look around and buy what she wants. This is important because some people do this. They go to the jeweler and they're like, hey, here's my gold, how much? Well, it's 1500. All right. Here's if keep it, just give me whatever. Give me whatever from new gold. Can't do that. You just can't do that. Okay? Now, let's give you an example to understand. Okay, to understand these matters. بالمثال يتضح المقال. When you give an example, the matter, inshallah, become clear. Now, قال شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله والعلة في تحريم ربا الفضل الكيل أو الوزن مع الطعم وهو رواية عن أحمد انتهى كلامه. Then he mentioned that شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله تعالى he said the criterion in prohibiting the transactions of ربا الفضل is measure or weight. You know the measure, right?
Measure.
The kale, the measure. The kale, like sa'. You know? You know the sa'. And mud, and what else? More than sa'. What is it? Wasaq, uqiyya, and these are the measure. So it says the criterion prohibiting the transaction of riba al-fadl is measure, meaning those items that are measured, like barley, wheat, dates, butsa', wasaq, and the like, or by weights, like gold and silver and the like. All right? Or way of items being paid for other items, in addition to edibility. But for those who are measured, they have to be consumed. All right? Consumed, like, see, barley is consumed, wheat is consumed, milk. That's why there is riba in these things. Like I said to you in the end of this chapter, I'm going to read to you some of the statements of the ulama as how do you understand riba in gold when the people deal with gold? How what is the thing that they do that consider riba? So we can know and stay away from this. And if someone wanna sell salt, for example. For salt, what is considered riba? Or he want to sell salt for dates? Right or wrong? What is considered riba? Or he want to sell gold for silver? What is considered riba, inshallah? No. But once in a while, I'm going to see if I look at you, because I look at your faces, if I see you like getting lost, I'm going to throw one example. Even though I didn't want to do that, because he keep putting us back. But alhamdulillah, like I said to you, I'm in no rush to finish this chapter. What's more important is what?
That's called teaching.
Huh?
That's called teaching, what you just said.
Called teaching?
Yeah. Teachers give example.
إن شاء الله. جزاك الله خير. نعم. طيب. But as long as I give you the right examples, because this is a very, very what? It's a very serious subject. You know, very complex, and it's not easy at all. Alright, so this is a lot of things going on in here, okay? Alright, no questions. No questions, no questions. No questions, no questions. No questions. Because he's going to ask questions now, you're going to throw me off. You allow him? He didn't allow you, see? Yeah. You can ask in the end of the class, okay? Jazakallah khair. قال فعلى هذا قال الشيخ صالح الفوزان فعلى هذا كل ما شارك هذه الأشياء الستة المنصوص عليها في تحقق هذه العلة فيه بأن يكون مكيلا مطعوما أو موزونا مطعوما أو تحققت فيه علة الثمنية إن كان من النقود فإنه يدخله الربا. سبحان الله. Now this is something very important you have to remember. Sheikh is going to mention. He said based on what preceded and especially the statement of Sheikh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, he says, whatever item shares these six items mentioned in the hadith, in that cause of judgment, namely being eatable, meaning consumed, and measurable, or being eatable and can be weighed, or is paid for as a price, it is to be included in transactions condemned as riba. Okay, this is how you know. I give an example. Is this is clear to you, or you want to say it again? ليس واضح. ليس واضح. واضح للآخرين. Is clear for other people? Who understood what I just said? You understood, Omar? Tafadhal. What? Explain.
Commodities that are edible. And can be
measured.
They can be included as
and sold for each other.
Yeah.
Ahsant. So they are the ones. That's what he says. With a little bit something I'm gonna add. That's like he says. Now if you sign those items that are weighed, you can weigh them, you know. Gold and silver and the like, or measure, like barley and the like, okay? And anything that falls in that category, and those who have a value, monetary value, like money too, gold, silver, and money. But from the the food, that which is eatable, okay? Then these things, that's where riba is included. These are the items and the products that you have to look for. Make attention. Whenever you deal with gold, for example, and silver, make sure, because this is one of the items that the riba can be, what?
Oh, I see.
Can be applied. All right? Now you're going to deal with the gold, with the money? Be careful. All right? You want to deal with selling dates? Careful. Salt, what? Yes. Wheat, barley, and whatever falling in these categories. Now, remember, because this, you have to know exactly what you need to do so that you don't fall into what? Riba. I give you an example. Pay attention. And I have these examples in here, and I have them on my iPhone, inshallah. So, like I said, I will share them with you. But I remember, I was preparing, I remember this example, alhamdulillah. Somebody has dates, alright? He's a merchant in dates. He's selling ajwa dates. You know ajwa, right? Ajwa dates is very fine dates from Medina. They grow only in Medina. And they have a virtue. There is a sound hadith about them. Now, if you eat seven of them in the morning, Allah protect you from magic. Seven a day. Aina. Sheikh bin Baz even say, if you don't find ajwa, dates, then inshallah ta'ala you can eat any 7 dates a day. You see? Some of us eat dates only in Ramadan. We don't even know dates until Ramadan comes. And dates have a lot of benefits, ya khwan, a lot of benefits. Anyway, this ajwa they have great value. Here is another person, he's selling another date. I'm not going to mention the names of somebody, maybe somebody's country or something, I feel bad. So here's another date that is less value. Okay? Less value. Right now, when you go buy dates, is it all the same?
No.
Huh?
No.
You see, here you don't buy a lot of dates. But those who made Hajj or Umrah, and you go to the market to buy dates, because usually people, before they come back, they go and buy what? Dates. You bring dates from there. Yeah, you see, subhanAllah, especially if you go to the big market of dates, you're going to be puzzled. You're going to see like 200 plus different types of dates. I ain't talking about like 2-3 items here. 200 plus, 300 plus. That's only from one country. Not along the hour they come from other countries, you know. Then they have different prices, different values. This date in here, you see it. It's 70 riyals a kilo. One next to it is 25 riyals a kilo. The one right there is 35 riyal a kilo. So here is a person wants to buy some, to sell some ajwa date, which is like, let's say $30. A pound, which is just nothing. Okay, $30 a pound, for example. It's like, let's say $20 a pound. $20 a pound. Okay, this is just an example. $20 a pound. And, but there is another one who's selling his days for $5 because it's less quality. Can he, for example, that person tell him, look, I'm giving you 1 kilo, but you have to give me 4 of yours, because 4 times 5 is what?
20.
He says, look, man, I sell mine for 20. You sell yours only for 5. Meaning, you have to sell 4 kilos or pounds to match one my pound in what?
Money.
In value, in money. Can that person do that? Say, here is my 1 pound, give me 4? Why not? Ahsan. Because now it is a violation in what? In weight. Why? Who knows why? Huh? Don't answer that question. Now, here is a person, right? Here is a person. He has a nice Kuwaiti thobe, for example. Alright? This is one person, alright? He has a nice Kuwaiti thobe that he, when he went for Hajj, this person, he went to the tailor, right? And he took everything. He chose nice material. And mashallah, this is a good, it's a like $80 value. Huh? Then he came here, and he has only that. And he's like, he went to the plaza. Huh? And he saw someone has selling some less value. I'm not going to mention no country. So nobody get offended. Less value. Selling for $20. Alright, $20. Can he go to him and say, hey, listen, man, I'm selling you this for 4 of this. Can he or he can't?
No.
There you go. So you understood. You see how easy it is? You're wrong. You didn't understand anything. So now you're like... No, it's not. Can he do that or he cannot?
He cannot.
Which one?
He can?
Yes.
He cannot? Who say he cannot? He cannot? Why he cannot? Huh? It's not food. So he cannot sell anything but food.
It's fabric, it's clothing.
Explain. It's good for you to talk to me.
I'm understanding what you said earlier, what the Sheikh said earlier.
Yes.
That it has.
So this person, it has to be food?
Something you can't do it.
So if it's not food, you can't sell anything.
No, it's not. It's a food, one item you can't do it. And gold.
What you can't do, what?
You can't sell it for item.
Oh, no, no. No, that's not what he said. That's not what the Sheikh says. That's good that you say that, because maybe some people are here, they may be on the same level. No. The hadith is not saying that. Very good. Jazakallah khair, Abdul Majid. You mentioned that. That's good. It's very good, because some people, they may be on the same idea. The hadith is not saying that the only way you can sell certain things, like, you know, for the same type, they have to be gold or silver. No. You know what I'm talking about? No. What the hadith says, if a person is selling any of these six items for each other in the same type, you have to be careful, because riba is involved in there. That's what he says. But you can sell other things. You can swamp cars, you can swamp whatever, dressers, bikes, lawnmowers, sneakers. You see? So now in this case, those who they said, yes, you can, or based on this, you can do this or not. Look, in the dates, can you sell 1 pound of high quality dates for 4 pounds of less quality? Can we do that?
No.
Why not? No, little Abdul Majid. Why not?
Because the riba
is involved. And why the riba? That's a good answer. You think you're going to get out of it? You got to explain. That's a good answer. But you just put yourself right there now. Me go ahead. No, you go ahead. No, you. All right. That's excellent answer. Now, he cannot do that. If someone comes to someone, he has dates. Yes, no doubt. That dates is a high value, alhamdulillah. Nobody can argue that. But he cannot go to someone who's selling less value dates, quality, and say, look, man, here's 1 pound for 10 of yours. No, he can't do that. Why? Because that's riba. But why is it riba?
Because one is inferior than another.
In what?
In quality.
No. Look, 1 pound for four. What's that? The weight. So they have to be equal in weight. See, these six items in this hadith mentioned, whenever they are sold one for one, they have to be in the same weight. You're selling dates, I'm selling dates. Your dates are better than mine in quality and in value. But still, you want to trade with me? You give me 10 pounds, I give you 10 pounds. That's it. You're not going to come to me and say, look, come on, man, 10 pounds. If he give you 10 pounds, you're going to give me 30 pounds. I said, no, the hadith says no. You said, okay, well, I don't want to deal with you like that. Then I have to do what? You sell yours and come and buy from me. Go sell yours somewhere with money. Okay, go sell yours and then come and buy from me. Now, let's go back to the garments. Yes, you're right. A person who has a quality garment, one garment, high quality, can exchange it and sell it for four garments from someone. Why, once again? Why? Because these garments do not fall on these categories. Is that understood? Houses, same thing. Car. Okay? Can somebody, for example, we go back to the dates again, all right? Or gold. Can somebody going to go and buy some dates? It's easy. Some dates and like 10 pounds of dates for 10 pounds, but then he said, okay, well, here's $15 because an extra, because of your dates are better than mine. Can he do that?
No.
Huh? He can't do that.
Because of the weight.
But what about a car? Somebody is buying He has an old car.
Who's
going to be simple? It's going to be simple. All right? Somebody who has a car that is valued $3,000 in the market, but he wants to upgrade himself. He wants to buy a car that is like $7,000 in the market. A newer car, better on gas. No, mashallah. Okay? So he go to a person and say, look, here is my car, it's worth $3,000. And yours worth what, $7,000? Okay, here is my car worth $4,000. Can he do that or not?
Yes.
Yes, he can. Yes. Why not?
Because it's not a part of that those categories.
Ahsant. No. So this is clear, alhamdulillah. After all, we may not even have to read to you the fatwa of the ulama. But the chapter is not done yet. No questions. Remember, if I have to give it, I've got two guys over there. Shu'aib is from yesterday, actually. I still owe him another question from yesterday, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I got you. It's right here. You're on the tab, inshallah, in the right time. You forgot about that one. You forgot about the question from yesterday.
Yesterday?
I saw you raising your hand.
Yeah.
You see?
I was trying to give an example of
I'm a nice guy, man. See, I don't forget. Alhamdulillah. It's not like I don't want you to ask questions. Okay. Let me just finish one point here and we see if we can listen to your questions, okay? طيب. قال فإن انضاف إلى العلة اتحاد الجنس كبيع بر ببر مثلا حرم فيه التفاضل والتأجيل لقوله صلى الله عليه وسلم الذهب بالذهب والفضة والفضة الحديث. طيب. وإن اتحدت العلة مع اختلاف الجنس كالبر بالشعير حرم فيه التأجيل وجاز فيه التفاضل. Now pay attention to this. لقوله صلى الله عليه وسلم فإذا اختلفت هذه الأشياء فبيعوا كيف شئتم إذا كان يدا بيد. رواه مسلم وأبو داود. ومعنى قوله يدا بيد أي حالا مقبودا في المجلس قبل افتراق أحدهم عن الآخر. وإن اختلفت العلة والجنس جاز الأمران التفاضل والتأجيل كالذهب بالبر والفضة بالشعير. What I'm going to mention here is important. Pay attention to it, inshallah, okay? I'm just like putting emphasis. I'm not saying that you're not paying attention, okay? I'm just putting more emphasis, inshallah. This is good stuff here. طيب. He says, furthermore, wait a minute, let me see if I can read this. Is this in the Hadith of Prophet ﷺ? La. So he said, accordingly, whatever item shares these six items mentioned in the hadith in that cause of judgment, namely being eatable and measurable, or being eatable and can be weighed, or is paid for as a price, it is to be included in transactions condemned as riba. Similarly, if such items share that cause of judgment, as well as being of the same type, like gold and silver, gold for gold, silver for silver, in this category of gold and silver, okay? Then it is prohibited to sell wheat, for example, in excess or with delaying the payment. So you cannot somebody bring less wheat to get more wheat. Can do that. They have to be the same. What?
Wheat.
And have to be in the same
sitting
in a spot. He's not going to tell him, look, I'm going to give you half later on. Or here is, give me yours because mine, man, is coming in the way. Doesn't work like that. So he said, then it is prohibited to sell wheat, for example, in excess or with delay in the payment. This is based on the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ in which he says, gold is to be paid for gold, silver for silver, wheat for wheat, barley for barley, dates for dates, and salt for salt, like for like, and equal for equal. Now, and payment is to be made hand to hand, meaning on the spot. Furthermore, this is what I want you to pay attention to right now, okay? After we listen to the Adhan, inshallah. Now.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله هيا على الصلاة هيا على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
Now, so the Sheikh says, and I want to pay attention to this, okay? He says, furthermore, if the items share the same cause of judgment, but differ in type, they differ in type, such as in cases of selling wheat for barley. These are the same type, they're grains. Same category, grains, but they do two different types. Selling, he said, for example, selling wheat for barley. It is prohibited to delay payments. So you can, actually you can sell 10 pounds of wheat for 20 pounds of barley, for example. It's okay. Why? Because they're two different types. There are two different types. Okay, now, see, that's, you got to pay attention to this. There's two different types. But still, cannot delay the payment. It must be made on the spot. While in this case, it is permissible to sell one type for more of the other. Okay? So you can sell more of barley for less than dates, for example. But the payment has to be on the spot. This is due to the hadith in which the Prophet ﷺ said, if these classes differ, because you have gold, silver in one class, then you have the day you have the barley and this and the wheat in one class, and you have the salt in one class. He said, if these classes differ, then sell as you wish if payment is made hand to hand. You want to sell dates for salt, it's okay. The weight doesn't have to be equal, no problem. But what should be taken into consideration? Payment has to be on the spot. It's Rabbi Imam Muslim and Abu Dawood. He says the phrase hand to hand in the hadith, because payment has to be made hand to hand. He says it means here that payment must take place on the spot before the two parties separate. On the other hand, if the items are different in both cause of judgment and type, okay, it is maintained permissible to pay one type for more of another. So is the case of delaying payments. You want to buy gold for salt, for example, it's okay. Okay, so this way the weight differ, and also you can delay payments, such as selling gold for wheat, for example, or silver for barley. Okay, since we mentioned that, give you an example. Selling 10 ounces of gold for 40 ounces of silver. Alright? Who can figure out this equation? First of all, what I want? Permissible, not permissible. If you say permissible, explain. If you said not permissible, explain. Hussein. No, Hussein. Many Husseins here? Hussein.
Permissible.
Why?
It's because they are of same cause of judgment. Different type.
Ahsant.
They have to pay on the spot.
But with one condition. That's a good answer. That's the right answer. Say it again. Well, the question was, can a person sell 10 ounces of gold for 30, for example, ounces of silver? Can he? The answer, yes or no?
Yes.
Yes. Why?
Because it's the same cause of judgment.
They have the same cause of judgment because gold and silver are in the same category. Uh-huh.
But there are different types.
That's why, see what he's saying right now, because they are different types, that's why they can be different in weight. But with one condition, what is it? Ahsant. That's it. All right, somebody want to sell sea salt. 30 kilos, tons. 30 tons of sea salt for 50 tons of Himalayan salt. All right, who wants to answer?
No.
Muhammad, yes, no.
Not permissible.
Not permissible. Why? You got something against Himalaya? Why is not permissible? All right, Indian salt.
Not permissible.
Still India too?
It's salt.
All right, go ahead. It's not permissible. Why?
Because they both salt. The same category.
Ahsant. They share the same cause of judgment, the same type. So they. Why is not permissible? Still didn't answer the question. Why is not permissible? What you said is supposed to help you get the answer. But still didn't get the answer.
So they share the same...
Yeah, they share the same cause of judgment. Uh-huh. And they, as you says, they're the same type. Salt. But why? Why is not permissible? Yeah, he did, but why? Because you have to explain it to somebody. Naam, can he?
Bingo.
Ahsan, because the weight, remember? What was the weight, Abdurrahim?
30
tons. I know, like 10 tons for 30 tons. Naam, that's good. Alright, somebody wants to sell... Dates for raisins? Huh? Listen, man. We don't want to complicate things here. Let's start with what we know, what we heard in the class, okay? I like raisins, by the way. All right. Somebody wants to sell some barley for wheat. It's permissible or not? Ismail.
I would have one barley.
Huh? One barley. What is barley? Barley is a grain. It's like stronger than, it's very strong and hard grain. It's called barley. Sha'ir. But it's a grain. It's very nutritive. Now, it has a lot of values. Alhamdulillah, when it comes to nutrients, it has a lot of value. All right. Can someone sell wheat for barley?
Yes. Yes.
All right. You said yes?
Yes.
Explain.
They're in the same category.
The same cause of judgment.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Same cause of judgment.
Uh-huh.
You can sell one and get more for one than you can give less to get more for one.
Son, so you can get
as long
more...
As
or less for one or the other,
yes.
As long as what?
As long as you make the sale on the spot.
Ahsan. You see? As long as you make the sale on the spot. Why, once again?
You have to make it on the spot. Because the Messenger of Allah also said this is what must be done. Yes, I can think right now.
But why? Why the sale? Because in other cases, you can delay the payment. But why in this case you don't delay the payment?
Because they're in the same category.
Ahsan, same type. But they're the same category. Same category, ahsan. Because they're in the same category. What about somebody wants to sell or to buy silver for salt? A 100 kilos of salt for 10 ounces of silver. Can they do it? They cannot. Who said yes? Who said no?
Yes, they can.
Naam, Mir?
Yes, they can.
They can. Explain.
They can do it, and it is a different type of product, and they can delay the payment.
Okay, yes. Because they don't share the same cause of judgment. They two different categories and types. Then yes, the weight can be different, and the payment shouldn't be, it's not necessary to be on the spot. They want to give in a spot, it's okay. He said, like, I pay you later, it's okay. Is that clear? Mm-hmm. All right, who has questions? Sure. He's before you, because from yesterday. But don't give me the question of yesterday, question of today. You have questions today?
I'm not actually talking about selling two items,
I'm
talking about trading two items, right?
That's selling, trading, selling through trading.
Okay.
Yeah. What they call it? Bartering. Yeah, that's what it is. Now.
Okay, what if someone has high quality date and the other guy
less quality
dates?
Quality. Yes.
His 10 pounds is $20 more.
Yeah.
Than the other one's 10 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
So this guy wants to sell his 10 pounds to buy from him, and he'll get $20 in his pocket.
Mm-hmm.
So this other guy said, don't sell it, I'll give you $20.
Mm-hmm. Can't do that.
You can't do that.
No.
You gotta get the money.
Can't do that. If he doesn't want to sell dates, they have to be the same weight.
No, I'm saying he'll give him 10 pounds and $20.
Nah. He goes and sells that guy. He goes sell his, because we have hadith of Bilal radiallahu anhu. He go and sell his dates and buy whatever he wants from the money he made from his own sale. Because now, because it includes the same type.
So the second part is, can he
next
sell
week
his date to the same person? Can he sell it to him and come back later?
Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala everyone. وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. Good question though.